if there is something
so
you want to
sit
know.
Right back and watch Dean Show. The Dean Show.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum. We're greeting with the best greeting, the greeting of peace. Peace be with you. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Dean Show. I'm Eddie, your host, and today we have a double treat for you. We're going to be talking to Mr. Sheikh, Brother Hassan. That's right. He was in the music industry for 40 years, 40 plus years. He's here to tell us his story, how he went from singing to people such as Ronald Reagan, to singing also to the former president of Yugoslavia, Tito, and some of the higher clerics up in the church, that's right, the church, and also different imams such as Sheikh Benderouz and whatnot, to finally, after being one who was not so Muslim, to a part-time Muslim, to once in a while culturally Muslim, to this, that, and the other, to getting back on track. We want to hear his story. They would say sometimes that you can't teach an old dog new tricks, but let me tell you something, as he's going to testify today, that you know what, when the truth comes to you, when you realize that, hey, I'm going to die sooner or later, I better get my act together, and I better seek guidance from the one who created me. He's best to tell me how to live my life. And when that truth comes, and you see the goodness that comes out from following that truth, you start to leave off some of these vices. You start to leave off many of the things that are of no benefit, the things that don't produce a positive outcome in your life, things that don't help you to become the best human being, but they kind of bring you down. So he left this, and we want to hear his story so we can all benefit, the young and the old, the rich and the poor. And it's a double treat because we have Kemal Al-Mekki, who's going to be conducting the interview, helping us out here. Before we begin with this week's show, we also want to inform you about the new MQ Muslim Quarterly magazine. It's out in bookstores near you, Barnes & Noble and Borders, and you can order it online. Now, when you order it online, you can get The Dean Show Volume 2 for free. That's right, for free. So go ahead and pick up this magazine. You'll have myself and my brother, Professor Adam, black belts in Gracie Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, will be conducting the self-defense portion of the magazine, the fitness section. So this is a great deal for you. Get the magazine and get The Dean Show DVD with two discs in one case for free. That's right, for free. That's the latest news. Now when we come back, that's right, Hassan is telling his story with Kemal Al-Mekki here on The Dean Show. I'll see you next week, God willing, inshallah. Enjoy this week's show. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be with you.
Jazakallah khair, Eddie. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Wa salatu wa salam wa rasulillah. My name is Kemal Al-Mekki. And today we have actually a very special guest. With me in the studio is Brother Hassan Redzovich. And Brother Hassan Redzovich, and by the way, it hurts me to call you brother. I wanted to call you Sheikh out of respect. But because of his humbleness, may Allah reward him, he actually refused that I refer to him as Sheikh. But our brother Hassan Redzovich actually has a very interesting life. And we wanted to talk about some of his experiences. And something else is very interesting for all the Dean Show fans, if we can get the camera on Brother Hassan. Brother Hassan is actually the father of Eddie, the host of The Dean Show. So for those who have been wondering for the past years where Eddie gets his good looks from, alhamdulillah, in this episode, we finally have the answer to that question. So, first of all, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome to the show. And we've already been talking a little bit, and I'm very excited to get started. We'd like to get started by asking you, you know, when you were born. Well, you don't have to tell us the dates, but where, at least, and what the atmosphere was like, the family was like, if you would begin, inshallah.
Azbillah min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is my surprise. I even was not prepared or anything. But thanks to Allah to be with you today.
Alhamdulillah.
I'm born about 60 years ago in former Yugoslavia, today's Bosnia, 1949. I'm born in a small town, but everybody knows each other, about 7,000 people. In big family, so-called. I'm not say the poor, but we was
middle class?
So-called poor okay. You know, father and mother, six brothers and five sisters.
MashaAllah.
After Second World War, can you imagine today you have one child, that was too much. That time,
11.
There is no, thank God, you know, I can tell, you know, that we don't have that, what the child have today in that time, but thank God that I know now he was 100% and, you know, with us.
MashaAllah, alhamdulillah. You know. Okay, now just if you could give us an idea, because some people may not have an idea after World War II, who was in charge of Yugoslavia? Was it under Russian control? Many people would imagine it was under Russian control, but the reality is...
No, there was that time when I was born, there was one system, communist, and it was Tito, a marshal. He was the one system, you know, one party.
Okay.
And honestly, whoever was enjoying the party, they had a good time. The rest of it, they was struggling. My father, he was working by himself, you know, like I said, and also, what can you accept, you know, on top of everything, he chose a little bit alcohol also.
Oh.
That was affect every little bit, even today, from this disease. And the music, he loved the music. He start, also he saw that, like, you know, in me, kind of, that he can get me to be a singer, you know.
Ah.
And that's the stuff. I start like 6-7 year old. He was waking up nighttime, bringing the gypsies, you know, violins and playing music.
But just to clarify, this was he was Muslim by name. This was a Muslim family by name. Yes,
he was like Mahmoud Meho. The short in Bosnian, you know, they even we, you know, Hassan Hasso.
Oh,
you know, like,
so
you
they
know,
abbreviate the name. Yeah,
he was like, you know, kind of shy to say who you are.
Okay, and. Would you be, if your name was Mahmoud or Muhammad or Ahmed, would you find problems from the government?
Not really, but
okay.
I can see, like, you know, they played a very nice role about, you know, this religion. My father left me two good advice.
Okay.
The number one is he took me to the imam and tell imam, listen, he is a Hassan, your meat, my bones.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Teach him by Allah.
Excellent.
Even my father, he was not praying, like he was part-time Muslim.
Now, could you explain what it means, your meat, my bones? Because some even, of the viewers don't understand this.
Even you beat him, uh-huh. But let him know, teach him that God exists.
Beautiful. Just to run it by the viewers one more time. Your meat, my bones, meaning you can whip them and beat them. You can take care of the meat. Just give me bones at the end.
That's it.
Now, there's some cultures where they tell the teacher, your bones, my meat. So you beat him and break his bones, just give me the meat.
Oh, brother.
Okay, anyways.
Yeah, this one, and second, since my father is born in a smaller village,
uh-huh.
And he, after Second World War, he came to this little bigger where we are, where I'm born. What happened? One day we was going to visit his, you know, visit his relatives, our relatives anyway,
right.
And all the people, they know him. One village is Orthodox Serbs. Meho, come on, they bring in alcohol.
Oh.
Hey, you know, they drink Muslim, they bring in chai, bring in food. And then after all, he got drunk on the way. He told me, oh, son. Actually, I told him, father, you, brother, Baba, you so popular. He said, listen, build a house in every village. How I can small, how.
Mm.
That's later, I meant, that's what he meant. Be good with everybody.
Oh, I see.
They will love you.
Okay.
And wallahi, thank
you,
Allah.
So
that's at least those two, I forgive him, child abuse.
Mm.
That we call child abuse. He abused me with the music.
I see.
Music that everybody think the music is
something sweet.
Oh, brother, I'm professional 40 years. in the music business, 40 years. 4-0.
Okay, let's go to the beginning. You said when you were 6 or 7 years old,
my father waking me up to those gypsies, violins. I want my son to sing.
Oh.
Teach him.
See.
Look, when I was 14, I had my own group following Beatles, Long Hair, Baby, Bala Bala. You know the song.
By the age of 14, huh? Okay.
1966, guess what? I have another band, more bigger. I start earning money, 14, 15.
Wow.
I sing to the Tito, the president of the country.
So you got to
the 4th of July, they're gathering, I sing there.
So you got to that level, you're that famous, that you sang
now
for the president.
I start turning money from music, bringing money, this and this. When I was 18, I went to army, no school. Actually, let me go back to the imam. After imam, I go regular school. I go regular school, come late, or, you know, dirty pants. 11 kids, not perfect.
But sorry to interrupt. You said after the imam. So you studied with the imam?
Yes.
Islam?
Yeah.
So your father took you to study with the imam, but he also took you to study with the gypsies?
No. To regular school.
Okay.
Government school.
Excellent.
You know, regular school. When I go over there, if I mention God, I say, what kind of God? No God. God, did you see God? Shut up.
Okay.
And so then I was that's a confusion. You see, let's say those riches from Muslim or, you know, there was two different kind of Orthodox and Muslim in my town. There was no others, like, you know, maybe one of 1,000.
All right.
But what happened? Now I'm confused. When this, the richest Muslim, his son doesn't go to masjid. Oh, that's not popular. What's wrong? Come on. And that's a society we live just a Muslim name. Mm-hmm. That's it.
But just by name. Okay.
By name. That's it.
All right. Okay, so going back to the music then, you started to sing in front of the president,
yes,
of the country, and then from there, where did it go to?
On. Then I have my own band. We play here and there. Weekends, you know, we play, you know, parties, you know, and everything. And I actually don't succeed in the school, and I went to army. Uh-huh. In army, whole 16 months, actually 18, but 16 months, I play with army band.
I see.
In the town of Banja Luka.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after that, army I finish, I go to Adriatic in Yugoslavia. That's a popular place. It's Rijeka and Opatija. That's a festivals. I start also in nightclubs.
Oh, playing in nightclubs.
Nightclubs, good time. Worshipping music,
which is earlier you were talking to me about what
I'm
comes
20,
with
I'm
music.
I'm 20 now, like, you know, in 20s now, and I'm 20. Now 20 already. And then my brother, older brother, he went to Germany, and he called me after 1 year. He said, "Come on over here for you." He arranged for me to work and also music. Uh-huh. Always follow music,
right,
music.
Right. Could you just explain to our viewers what you were telling me earlier, what comes with music, so people can imagine the lifestyle?
Okay, now, I'm not today now. Let's say,
okay.
Thank God to one, actually he was a Serb, Orthodox. He got me from 9, 10, 11, 12 years. You know, this man, he was a boxer, he was a singer,
okay,
and he was also a truck driver, and then he teach me not to drink, not to smoke. But okay, woman, okay, you know,
so,
girls.
So with all this music, there was no drinking, no smoking?
No.
Okay, that's rare. All right.
Now, what happened, I left Yugoslavia in 1970.
Yeah, Eddie,
and then I also with the music and everything, working. Mostly it was nightlife and you know, after that, every 3-6 months I was driving down to Yugoslavia,
okay,
also singing, also when they calling me, to entertaining. Anyway, in 1973, I met my wife. That time she was in America. And then we met, guess, just one time. We see each other today. Next day, I offer her, you know, marriage.
You didn't waste any time.
No.
You're my kind of guy. Excellent.
That's
very
it.
Good.
What happened? After all, we went to Germany, she back to America, 1974. Actually, in 4 or 5 months, papers was finished. I came to America, 1974.
Okay.
Music, big time in Canada, always.
Really?
Up and down, you know. And then finally I came to Chicago, 1977. That time I had Eddie, God gave me, maybe he, actually he's born in Buffalo, New York. I used to live there. When I came to America, I don't like it. I start drinking.
What's the reason? Because you missed
the reason, Germany. I was crying for Germany.
The popularity and the
everything
life there.
Over there.
Okay.
Different, you know. Anyway, guess what? I start now. All the time, I was chasing a microphone, mm-hmm. praying to microphone, mm-hmm. and to woman.
Okay.
Now comes alcohol.
For the first time. Now alcohol comes
in. Actually, in Germany, I tried it. They called it Dunkelbier. That's like for ladies. Oh. They drink it as beer for ladies, you know, that thing.
But now, okay.
Now it's came whiskey with mix, whatever is there, you know. Anyway, again, also this bridge, America, Yugoslavia. Once, twice a year, always I was going over there. If it's any, you know, concerts or anything to you know, win the prize, go over there, mm-hmm. back and forth, recording,
right.
you know. And then I record some you know, some cassettes, some
albums
yeah. some DVDs, you know. And then what happened? All of this, to this life, also when I moved to Chicago, then I bought a nightclub, Europe at Night.
You bought one?
Yes.
And you call it Europe at Night?
Europe at Night.
Okay.
Big time show. Also called stars from Yugoslavia. Serbs. Those Muslims were Bosnia here and there, banned. Anyway, now it's two kids. I have daughter, 1989. And then, what happened? Finally, I could not make it. Thank God, I sold it nightclub. After that, I went to Yugoslavia. Mostly, also, what's going on with my music, taking me. But one main key is my mother. Mm-hmm. My father, he passed away before I got married and left country.
Okay.
What happened? My mother. That time that I don't know, I love her more than God, than Allah. Mm. I was not believer, really.
Okay.
Because I was, look, the way I see now, I was really not that I should be, you know. But also, loving my mother, I was thinking when I go sometime to the graves, you know, somebody died, Janaza, you know, I was thinking, what am I going to do when my mother died? Mm. And I was watching, I told her, I will kill myself. I will lay down with her. Let them cover me, you know. Anyway, my mother, she passed away in 1995. War start in former Yugoslavia, in Bosnia, start 1992, by watching this on television here, and they're trying to help the families back and forth. Anyway, what happened, 1995, my mother, she passed away. And then 1996, I went to Bosnia, war stop. I went to Bosnia with my daughter, with my wife, and I went over there.
To do what specifically?
Actually, to visit my daughter. She wanted to study.
Okay.
Until then, I was, let's talk about, like, say, my deen, in my, you know, religion. I was not visiting just, you know, on one time a week, you know, on Sunday, not even Friday, you know, but Sunday.
Visiting the mosque?
Okay. Mosque. Right. You'll go pray, show off over there, what's, you know.
So there was some beginning now.
Yes, no. That was all the time here in America. Uh-huh. Yes, I, because this, I was singing. 1981, I went to South Slavic Festival in Washington. The time there was Reagan and Nancy, I sing in one big hall.
In front of Ronald Reagan.
Yes,
when he was the
yes,
president.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And then over here, all the Yugoslav tops, ambassadors, consuls, all of those Orthodox Christians, those, you know, the Catholics, priests here and there, they in their community, Muslim also, imams, main imams here, I go and sing to them parties.
Really? They all listen to this? All right.
And then I thought that's really, that's okay. Mm-hmm. And then when I visit 1996 Bosnia, I could not believe. We used to drink together, chase the girls together, do everything, you know. I'm talking about the neighbors, but, you know, it was no different who you are.
Right.
Oh, we are all Yugoslav. We are this and this.
No religion.
No religion. No God. But
okay.
I see all the three village burned. Mm. And I met over there one American officer, actually police, international policeman, and he said, Hassan, we need you here. We need you here. Mm. When I come back, I start joining, American Army, peacekeeping, peacemaking force.
Okay.
As translator, you know, liaison. Anyway.
So you went as a translator?
Yes, okay. I went over there. It was, every door was open for us. When I went and listening to these people, all of them, thank to Allah.
And some of these people were people you grew up with that you knew?
I know.
You heard their stories. Okay, excellent. I'm going to stop you there. We'll take a quick break. And when we return, inshallah, we'll continue with our brother Hassan Radzovich, inshallah.
No speech is better than to do da'wah, to call people to Allah and to do the work.
No speech is better.
No, nothing is better than that.
Is it true that if one person and Allah giving you the ability to guide someone with Allah's permission, the Creator's permission, that is better than everything in this world?
Better than the whole world and everything that's in it. In another narration, it's better than the best of wealth. But if we really felt that, Eddie, would we not be out giving da'wah?
And this is something that we encourage all the MSAs, all the Dawah organizations, the masjids, to get this. We want to print more. We give these to the non-Muslims for free, for free, for free. We want our brothers in humanity to become our brothers in faith.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back. In this special edition of the Deen Show, we're talking to Brother Hassan Radzovich, who, as I said in the beginning, is actually the father of the host of the Deen Show, Eddie. And we left off when you were a translator in Bosnia, and you were talking to people that you grew up with, and they were telling you what had happened. And basically, if I understood you correctly, now there was a split. Before, it didn't matter if you were Orthodox, Christian, Muslim, but now it mattered. Yeah?
Now really it doesn't matter, but what happened to me, it's my God that I believe my mother, she passed away.
Okay.
But the day when she passed away, Allah made so easy for me. I was thinking, I don't kill myself, I don't lay down.
You didn't think you would handle
it? And then when I go, there must be a God. It's no, let me find out really, you know, why is this happen? Mm-hmm. By talking to people, I start praying. I start, even in the base over there we have tent.
to salah. Started in the base.
Start with little. And then I get off this, army in 1998. First thing what happened, I come back to U.S. I joined the group, go to Hajj.
Mashallah. Beautiful.
That's my first day of my life to live like Muslim. 5 days praying.
Excellent.
And trying, go on, keep going.
Mashallah.
After that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1999, 2000, 1, 2, 3, 5 times, Allah guide me to Mecca, Medina.
Allahu Akbar, excellent.
5 times.
Beautiful, mashallah.
And then, like I see, here's the thing, what happened to me, now I know Allah, like he know him, me when I was little baby, he was always with me.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes. I was disconnected. I was part-time Muslim.
Beautiful.
Believer. But part-time Muslim doesn't exist.
Excellent. You're right.
I will say, Allah, look now. After 5 years, miracle happened to me again, another one.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
I come back from third Hajj. I made a Hajj for my father.
MashaAllah.
May Allah accept him. For my mother. When I came 2003, miracle happened. I came home the day my wife, she says, Hassan, Eddie, he's got a present for you. So bring it home. Guess what? Quran in Bosnian translation. I have one, but that's my best present I can have.
Eddie brought it for you? MashaAllah. And how old was he when you brought this?
Guess what happened? Now, next morning, we lived where the school is, like 2 miles away in my house, and Eddie lived by himself over there. In the morning, Fajr, I woke up, said, what happened? Always said, you think something happened. I said, Daddy, let's go pray. I don't see him, let's say, also part-time praying.
But how old was he now, so we understand?
This was 2003.
Okay.
2003.
So he's waking up for Fajr.
And next to my house is masjid.
MashaAllah.
I said, okay, I'm going to be ready. I was tired from Hajj. From Hajj. No, he says, we go MCC. It's like 2-3 miles away, down 2 miles at least, More reward, he says. My dua, Arafat. That's what happened.
SubhanAllah.
Allah.
Which was what? What was your dua specifically in Arafat? What was your dua in Arafat?
Dua. Number one is, save me, my family.
Alhamdulillah, excellent. So dua for the
family.
My
family.
And then your son the next day.
And then my family who deceased. That, and then also from all ummah.
Alhamdulillah.
All ummah.
Beautiful.
Every guide.
Alhamdulillah.
Well, I don't see now, let's say that different, because the people they don't know, they don't see, now they're asking what? Hassan, why don't you sing? Why don't you this? Why don't you listen? If you give me whole world, wallahi, oh Allah, don't let me go to the microphone. Guess what? Also 5 years, Satan, he was playing with my mind. Once a week they have a music night. He tricked me. We go over there. Mm. Let me tell you this, what happened. In one place over here in Chicago, and I go thinking, I go in this bar, nightclub, with the music, this kind of singing, they know me. They came like so-called star from Serbia, lady, and this man. We know each other for 3-5 years.
Okay.
Zoran Kalajic, Lepa Lukic, she's a king lady from Serbian music in whole Yugoslavia. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that night, what happened? I sing just to tell him, look, I drink chai, tea, or juice. Who is the happiest? Me, no alcohol. Another thing, just to call him to worship God. No music, no. But what happened, next day, Eddie called me and said, Daddy, we got to go Home Depot. He came to my van. I said, what's going on? Is this okay that you go over the nightclub? And now I said, who are you to tell me, you know, like, mm-hmm. you know, my life? See how that ignorance, see? Mm-hmm. What happened?
And how did he find out? He had someone spying
on him? It's a jail.
The news got around.
There's some Bosnian Sunday calling my brother. They run away. This is small world, like.
Yes.
What happened then? He said, I was kind of going, hey, you telling me, I'm your father, you like, I don't want to tell, shut up. But in the way, you know, you don't have to tell me what to do. I know my knee, like,
right,
you know, I
right,
think.
Right.
And he got mad. He said, if you think the Melek's walking, angel walking in this nightclub over there, and you calling God to help you over there, you go. Wallahi, 2-3 blocks, I stop. I said, thank you, look. Allah, I come back. Forgive me, so. Since that, it's like 4-5 years. Thank you, Allah.
There's so many people still in this lifestyle, and they think they're happy. They're chasing happiness
look,
like this, yeah? You know, we're actually going to end. We have very little time left, and there's probably still a lot more that we can hear from you. And, you know, may Allah reward you and accept from you your good deeds and your
Allah
repentance, and may Allah accept from
Inshallah
your family and bless them for you.
Same to you, my brother.
Which is a very nice relationship, that the nasiha goes both ways, from the father to the son and the son to the father as well. So that's a great blessing. So, Brother Hassan, then it was a pleasure talking to you. We'd like to thank you very much for sharing with
Same
us your
here,
story.
Brother.
And we'd like to thank everyone else for watching. And inshallah, we'll continue at another time talking a little bit more about the world and the pull of the shaitan versus
inshallah,
being
inshallah.
Drawn to Allah.
Jazakumullah
khairan for watching. Sallallahu mubarak ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
There is none greater than the Creator. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. There is none greater than the Creator. The prophets say submit to him alone, whether you're rich or young or old. The gift of life is worth much more than gold. He's the owner of